Hawaii's Helping Hand, HPR 1 stations statewide and online at hawaiipublicradio.org. Friday afternoons on All Things Considered, Helping Hand puts a spotlight on an organization, topic, or event that offers assistance to people with disabilities and people and animals who are among the most vulnerable. I'm Dave Lawrence. This week, we are following up with a group that we had on the program 1 year ago, formed last year after the latest Kilauea eruption. They're called the Hawaii Lava Flow Animal Rescue Network, a public group on Facebook. And now they have a mission to save some highly vulnerable cows. They're looking for good homes. And speaking for the organization today, we're joined by Alessandra Rupar Weber of the Hawaii Lava Flow Animal Rescue Network and their Hawaii Cow Rescue Mission. Alessandra, welcome to Helping Hand.
Thank you so much for having me. And aloha from the Big Island.
Big aloha to you and everybody there who's tuned in. First, briefly explain for folks how the organization came together initially during the 2018 Kilauea eruption.
Lava started erupting, and although I live in Kona, I was not in the affected area. You know, I have many friends and farm friends there. And the second night, a friend from Puna contacted me on Facebook. She saw me being online at 1 o'clock at night. And she said, there are so many animals that are trapped and people just don't know what to do. Can you help? Because I have all kinds of things going on Facebook and groups and events. And she said, can you do something? So we created a network overnight. We called out to all friends that we could think of from the Humane Society and from other sanctuaries, and we got a core group together in 2 or 3 days, and we just did whatever we could. I think none of us slept for 2 or 3 weeks because there were so many animals in danger. So we did a lot, and thank God a lot of groups and government agencies actually ended up helping us, although we were just a Facebook network.
Oh, it's amazing power what you just said there, that something that came together as a Facebook public group could do all this good. It's a real testament to the potential positives of social media. And since then, your mission has taken a focus relating to the plight of a number of cows that had resided at the Big Island Dairy location. And to remind folks, Big Island Dairy was shut down. There were close to 3,000 cows there. And they needed new homes or they would be sent to slaughter. Now, my understanding is many of the cows were shipped to other locations prior to the end of April. What have you guys been doing to help these animals, and how many of these cows still need homes?
Well, similar thing. I read an article end of November when it hit the press that they were closing the dairy, and there were absolutely no mention of the cow's plight. You know, it was very formal. I was just like, this is collateral damage, and what is going to happen to all these cows? So same thing. And thank God some amazing people stepped up. We started first with the dairy, starting a GoFundMe, started negotiations. I already had some homes from sanctuaries that were willing to take some on. And we already raised a little bit of funds, and we started our first rescue 2 weeks later. We got 61 bottle-fed calves out, found homes, ranches, landowners who were willing to bottle feed them twice to three times a day. We provided vet care if needed. We bought milk replacer and feed. We financed all that. And since then, every month, we went in, did the same thing, raised money, found homes, and up to today, we got 252 cows out, and 6 cows actually gave birth. So it's 258
wow.
lives saved. And we have a chance. We will take out 60 to 80 more. They are not fully financed yet. We are nearly there. So for that, we would need some more funds. We need more homes. If anybody on the Big Island hears that, please open your ranches, your farms, your land. All we are asking is a commitment to the cows. The cows are animals like any other animal that need vet care once in a while and deworming and additional feed if the land is dry and good fencing. That's all we ask for. The cows are about $375 per individual, so you can imagine if you want to take out 50 or 60 more, that's a big amount of money still to raise. And then we do want to provide vet care in the beginning. We also provide the cost for castration, because the wonderful thing is, which usually doesn't happen in a dairy, that we also get boys now.
Let's start with, for people who want to adopt the cows, what are requirements or important things they need to know?
We are they're asking for a minimum of possible 2 acres per cow. Cows eat a lot. They need to be rotated if possible. And we only adopt out 2 cows minimum because they're herd animals and they just shouldn't be alone. 4 acres plus would be ideal, but people have to be very realistic. Cows live a very long life and they eat a lot. So there needs to be fresh water. There needs to be, if somebody is not on site, somebody needs to check in on them once in a while. And very important is fencing. These are very strong animals. They're very big. They're not wild or crazy, but they can jump over rock walls. So we are going to every possible adopter and we talk to them, we look at their fencing, we make sure there is water. And people have to be clear, these are not free lawnmowers that never ever need to be taken care of. We had a lot of experiences at the Lava Flow with that because agricultural animals are tax write-offs and people get sheep, goats and cows, but they don't take care of them. But we had, sadly enough, a lot of rescues where the animals were severely neglected, they were not dewormed, they were actually very sick. It was last year at the Lava Flow, we realized a lot of people get the animals but think that they don't need to be guardians for them. So we want to make sure with the cows, you don't have to be rich, but please, these are animals, these are beings, and they just need to be looked after as any other animal or any other individual. So they do cost a little bit of money. Usually, if it's very dry, supplemental feed, and they should be dewormed once a year.
What are other things you wanted to get out there for ways that people can support this latest effort by you guys?
Of course, they could go to Amazon and we could create a list for cow toys because they love to play with big balls. They're basically like big puppies. But realistically, what our biggest help is funding, because we're a Facebook group. So funds are really the most important thing because a lot of people have property, but they don't have fencing. And fencing costs a lot of money. And we can help with volunteers. We can create a group that comes in and helps with the fencing, but we just don't have enough funds at the moment. We never know. But one of our dreams is maybe somebody wants to give us their land and we can start a cow sanctuary, because it is very hard now to find homes and we have more cows to save. We would just love to have people come in and meet these amazing creatures and come on a vacation and take care of them and be touched by something that is happening all over the world, because the world is changing, more dairies are closing, and not enough people talk about the plight of all these animals, what is going to happen to them. So for any animal lover, I don't care if it's a vegan, a vegetarian, or a meat eater, for anybody who cares. So I challenge everybody that we start a think pool worldwide. How can we have new business models, thinking outside of the box, to actually save animals but have new incomes? Find investors who want to go into a new paradigm. If anybody's interested, we don't have enough vets and we want to have an emergency center. And anybody who is interested in all kinds of animal-related stories on the Big Island, stay in touch with us.
When you go to the Hawaii Lava Flow Animal Rescue Network, which is their public group on Facebook, you can look for the link for the GoFundMe page, Hawaii Cow Rescue, at the GoFundMe. People can make donations there. You can also reach them and send an email if you wanted to help out with volunteering, if with fencing supplies, hlfarn808@gmail.com, hlfarn808@gmail.com. Of course, that stands for Hawaii Lava Flow Animal Rescue Network. Full interview, the radio feature, all of the contact information archived in their Helping Hand post that we are going to have at hawaiipublicradio.org, where you can find all the other Helping Hand segments too. Alessandra Rupar Weber from the Hawaii Lava Flow Animal Rescue Network, the Hawaii Cow Rescue, their latest mission that they're involved in, and lots of ways to support them. Really appreciate you taking some time to be on the show with us, and that you reached out and was touched by some of the photos and the videos I see. Especially, there was one, a guy had a cow up in a hammock, a little baby one, and they were sitting there snuggling. And next time you're near one, give him a big hug from me.
We shall name one after you.
Give a couple of them big squeezes for me and tell them I was asking about them and wishing them all the best, seriously.
Thank you very much for having us again, and you're always welcome to come over and visit us. We have a lot of cows to show you.